morning. Well, the election is coming soon upon us. It's one thing for politicians to get our votes. It's quite another thing for them to get our trust. Let me explain. There was a very famous tightrope walker called Blondin. He's probably the most famous tightrope walker ever. He was pretty good. He walked a tightrope across the Niagara Falls from America to Canada, not just once or twice, but every Tuesday and Thursday. He didn't just walk on the rope, he sat down, lay down, jumped up and down, walked backwards, stood on one leg, did all kinds of tricks. He took a wooden chair and sat upon it, on the swaying rope, thousands of feet above the waterfall. He took a wee stove and a frying pan and fried an egg. I know it's hard to believe, but every Tuesday and Thursday, thousands of people strained their necks watching him do it. Another of his tricks was to get an assistant to sit in a wheelbarrow and push him along the tightrope, forwards and backwards. One day he was performing this particular feat of daring when a loudmouth man in the crowd kept shouting. He got on Blondin's nerves so much that Blondin came back off the tightrope and went up to the man and said, "Do you believe that I could put a man in this wheelbarrow and take him across the rope and back again safely?" "Yes, of course," said the man. "I've just seen you do it." "Well then, you jump in and I'll take you across." The man stepped back, muttering something to the effect that he would have to leave because he'd a pressing engagement. You see, it's one thing for politicians to get our votes. It's another thing for them to earn our trust. The same thing comes with Jesus. Millions believe that he can do miracles, that he can guide people along the straight and narrow safely, but fewer people really trust him enough to jump on his wheelbarrow and put their lives on the line, as they say. Intellectual belief is far short of complete trust.